A Tale of Two Summits. That's how the Global Confederation of Catholic Aid and Development Agencies, Caritas Internationalis, is viewing the G8 meeting in Germany alongside its own General Assembly taking place here in the Vatican. In Germany, leaders of the eight richest nations are debating how to spend billions of dollars on investments, poverty reduction, and combating climate change. At the Caritas meeting, delegates from over 160 national aid and development agencies are reviewing their vast network of grassroots initiatives focused on those same goals of poverty and environmental protection. At first sight, there may not seem to be much in common between the high-security, high-profile meeting of leaders from France, Germany, Britain, Italy, the US, Canada, Japan and Russia in Heiligendamm and the easily accessible gathering of charity workers here in the Vatican Synod Hall. But one of the key focuses of this week's Caritas meeting is to keep the pressure on the G8 leaders and urge them to deliver on their unfulfilled promises to the poorest nations.
We're all going to be demanding the same thing. Keep your promises.
Chris Bain is director of CAFOD, the London-based aid agency of the Catholic bishops in England and Wales.
In 2000, the world community, the global community, the leaders of the world committed themselves to the Millennium Development Goals. And the Holy See were right in there supporting these goals to halve world poverty and to increase education and health. The problem is they didn't will the means to deliver that. They didn't really will the aid. And so 5 years ago in Gleneagles, when the G8 were meeting, and indeed in the European meetings before that, we were all really campaigning to make sure that the politicians kept their promise on aid. And they did, in promises. They promised to increase aid from $75 billion a year for another $50 billion by 2010. They promised to cut debt relief on many of the poorest countries, the 18 poorest countries. They didn't do anything on trade. That seems to be just kicked into the long grass at the moment. The problem is, 2 years later, that we're not seeing those promises being fulfilled. America and Italy have cut their budgets. France and Germany are pretty stable. The British government, to their credit, have increased their aid commitment. So the message must be, keep your promises, keep this aid flowing, keep trying to build and work for the Millennium Development Goals. And that really has got to be a strong message of this assembly.
The message is going to be made very public, isn't it, as you gather with a huge great banner in St. Peter's Square beneath the great dome of St. Peter's. Do you think this kind of public shaming, if you like, the leaders into taking action, does this work at all, do you think?
Yes, I think it does. It's going to be an immensely visual image of the banner of 400 delegates from the Assembly, from the Catholic Church, development and welfare agencies all over the world. And we're all going to be demanding the same thing, keep your promises. And we're going to send that photograph to the leaders. We're going to make sure it goes through Tony Blair and Angela Merkel, whom the Pope recently sent a letter to. So yes, we hope it will have an impact. It'll go through the Catholic press worldwide as well, hopefully, and the leaders will have to listen.
Beyond this very public demand, you're also working very hard, aren't you, behind the scenes? Tell us a bit more about the other strategies that you're trying to pursue in order to really get the money where the leaders' mouths are.
I think that behind the scenes there are two things going on here. One is carrying on the issues on trade and debt and aid, that's fine. But the other issue within the Caritas Federation is that at the moment we're, in terms of numbers and sort of resources and input, the second largest humanitarian agency in the world after the Red Cross. But no one knows about this in the world. No one understands that the Catholic Church's combined resources are such huge. And it's because we're not coordinated. It's because actually we don't really work together as well as we should. It's because we don't work with the local church on the ground as well as we should. And I think one of the things emerging from this assembly is an exciting framework for humanitarian action, which gives us a competence no other agency has. We are there because of our church structures before any emergency happens. They're there in the parishes and the diocese. We're there during the whole weight of the Confederation, and we're always there afterwards. We don't just go when the money runs out. That's an immense, immense sort of treasure that we have as an organisation, as a network of Catholic agencies, and we've got to make sure that really works. So that means we've got to be more professional. It means we've got to have codes of conduct. It means we've got to communicate more through people like yourselves about the richness and the scale and scope of Caritas work worldwide.
You're moving, as you say, into a field where professionalism has to be the watchword. Is there a risk, though, as you're working on these codes of conduct and so on, that you perhaps lose sight of the basic spiritual mission of Caritas?
There is a risk, and that means we must root our work. I think the encyclical last year, Deus Caritas Est, reminded us that for all the professionalism, we must root ourselves in the parable of the Good Samaritan, in the whole, the fact that charity and love are central to our work and that God is at the centre of that. Yes, there is a risk, and we will do everything we can to ensure that the Federation recognises it's not just its church roots, but its spiritual roots, that we are doing God's work.
Chris Bain is director of the London-based Catholic Agency for Overseas Development.